Our guest in the cafe this morning is the editor of the Greenville Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal, Caleb Slinkard. Good morning.
Good morning.
Caleb, our thought for the day is from someone I know that you're familiar with, newspaper columnist Dave Barry.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you can only be young once, but you can always be immature.
And that is very true.
I think that's strangely reassuring.
Absolutely.
Don't you? Well, lots going on in Greenville. Now, one thing is, let's talk about where the YMCA project is. That's been a thing that has been debated and has been kicked back and forth for months. So where does that stand right now?
Absolutely. Well, the city council last month approved approved that they're going to build this building. You know, they didn't really get into specifics, but they basically said, yes, we're going to move forward with this project, which for proponents of the project, you know, you're talking about more than a year since it was approved. So I'm sure they were happy to hear that. What's interesting is now they kind of have to start from scratch. You know, they have to go out and get an architect. They have to get estimates as to how much this building is going to cost. We've heard around $15 million, but until you know what your building is going to look like, you know how much it's going to cost. And until they get that estimate, they can't go out for bonds. So right now we're looking at a time frame of them going out for bonds sometime, or actually selling the bonds sometime in spring of 2015. And the project itself will take approximately, you know, 30 months or so. So we're looking at maybe a 2017 opening for the recreation facility / event center.
Now, what did the voters approve specifically?
The voters approved $15 million in bonds for a recreation center. Now, what's interesting is the way that this has been presented to the voters and to us is that the city will build this building and then the YMCA will operate it. However, until, you know, the city and the Y don't have a formal agreement that's going to happen, and that was a question that was brought up near the end of the last city council meeting where they discussed this, you know, was who's going to manage this building? Will it be the city? Will it be the Y? Will it be another entity? Well, everybody assumes it's going to be the Y, and I'm not saying it's not going to be. That very well could be the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But there isn't anything formally that binds the city to say, yes, the Y has to operate it. And there's still a lot of questions about that. Is the Y going to pay to operate it? Is the city going to pay the Y? Is there going to be a nominal fee? How is this going to work? You know, we just don't know yet.
Why would the city not want the YMCA to run it?
I mean, you know, that's a really good question. You know, it hasn't really been brought up specifically, so I couldn't tell you, directly from a source why the city might not want it. Might not want the Y to operate it. But just off the top of my head, if it's a city building and the city's, you know, and you assume that the city's going to have to fund, make up the difference between how much money it brings in and how much it costs to operate it, then you begin to wonder, you know, from the city's perspective, would it be more profitable or would it be better for them to just operate it as a mm-hmm. city recreation center? Off the top of my head, that's mm-hmm. that might be a reason, but I haven't heard anything, you know, formally, you know, told, you know, that's never been raised. So at this point, I think it's safe to assume that the Y is going to operate it.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Caleb Slinkard, who's the editor of the Greenville Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal. Now, property taxes potentially going up fairly significantly in Greenville.
Absolutely. And this kind of ties back to the YMCA building, or the recreation facility, I guess we could say, a little bit as well. Basically, there's two major projects going on in Greenville. You've got this new recreation center, and you've got this road reconstruction project. And the road reconstruction project is going to rebuild the south ends of Stonewall, Sale, and Webb, which if you ever had the misfortune of driving on any portions of those streets, then you know it really needs it. Well, that's going to cost about $5 million. When you add in the Y, you're talking about this year about a 2.8-cent increase in property taxes and as much as a 6-cent increase next year. But we don't know yet because we don't know how much the Y is going to cost and bond rates and things of that nature. But it will be a significant increase for property owners in the city of Greenville.
Mm. More so than what would be considered routine.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, you know, one thing that the city council was trying to get the city manager to do was push some of this increase down the road just because it was significant and you know, this is a difficult pill, I think, for some people to swallow. And so it definitely is significant. On the other hand, if you're a proponent of both of these plans, you know, you're willing to pay the cost.
Mm-hmm. What's going to happen next? Changing subjects completely now. What's going to happen next in this situation with the Commerce Humane Association and the Barchard shelter where the animals were taken out of there?
Absolutely. So the SPCA removed about more than 200 animals from that shelter in Wolf City, Frank Barchard Memorial Shelter. There's a hearing on Thursday at 9 a.m. Originally, it was going to be Friday in the afternoon, but now we're hearing it's going to be Thursday at 9 a.m. in the Sheila Linden's court, Justice of the Peace. It's a civil case, so they're just trying to determine custody of the animals. If there's a criminal penalty that's going to be assessed, it would be done through the constable's office, and we haven't had any indication that that's going to happen. So right now it's a civil case, and hopefully Thursday we're going to figure out whether or not the SPCA or the shelter will maintain custody of the animals.
Mm-hmm. And what happened there was apparently there was some kind of complaint, and the SPCA went out there and wasn't satisfied with what it saw, and I guess got the sheriff's office to go along with them and take the animals out.
Yeah, it was actually Terry Jones, the Hunt County constable that served the warrant, the search and seizure warrant. According to the SPCA, they've been investigating the shelter for about a year now, and they came out a couple weeks ago and saw something, and then they came back this week. Now, what's interesting is when I talked with the woman who runs the shelter, Jody McIntyre, she mentioned that the SPCA was out there investigating a veterinarian that was operating out of there.
Caleb, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Always a pleasure.
Caleb Slankard is the editor of the Greenville Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.